Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special Week Trend. Week Trend. I prefer the Week Trends. Son of a bitch. I'm Jack O'Brien. That is Miles Gray.
Yeah.
We celebrating.
Formally what?
We formally introduce ourselves at the beginning of the week because we're meeting for the first time in a 100%. Number of days. You've probably forgotten.
I like, though, that we're consistently evoking the Garth Brooks Devil SNL sketch consistently now, like as if that's part of the church call and response.
Lore.
Like, thanks be to God. Yeah, like, his mercy endureth forever. Yes.
Should we just link off to that in the footnotes of every episode? Just so people understand who we are.
every the first footnote is just going to be a YouTube clip of that. Because again, these were our first memes, was just saying loose lines back to each other, back and forth.
How are you doing, Miles? How did you hold up in the tropical storm earthquake?
We had like a hybrid response where Her Majesty, who is from the East Coast and knows something about hurricanes, was preparing for that kind of weather, and then me, jaded California local guy, who's like, I don't know, like, it's probably fine, it's like be like rain or something, and she's like, we need more water. She's like, get your head out of your ass, like, they're saying this is going to be something that you got to be ready. But otherwise we did okay. I was a little bit disappointed to not feel the earthquake, but I did get that loud ass alert on my phone when it happened. That was maybe more shocking than if I had just felt the earthquake.
I got so many loud alerts. I got like a flash flood alert at 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
same.
I was like, shit.
When you got little babies,
it's the big one.
Yeah. Little baby. I was like so mad at it. I was like, if you disrupt his sleep, I will fucking lose it. But yeah, luckily he was up for other reasons.
Oh, I woke my kids up. I was like, guys. This is the big one.
You guys got your life jackets on.
Just want you to know.
Okay, good.
I love you.
I just like the idea of you make your kids sleep in life jackets. Just in case.
You never know. You never know, Miles.
And it was definitely like bad. The flooding was bad in other parts, but I think.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know. I'm like, more than anything, it was just fucking surreal to like be in that new mindset of like, okay, so now we have hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay.
My 7-year-old was very into it. He like wanted to watch the local news and stuff like that. Was asking frequently if we were in the eye of the hurricane, or that was kind of the only thing he knew was the eye of the hurricane. So, and then this morning he was like, I think we're still in the eye because it's not raining right now. So anyways, did you do the bathtub full of water?
Oh yeah, but that's only because I love The Road by Cormac McCarthy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just wanted to replay that.
I'd
part.
Never done it before. I did it and felt stupid, kind of.
No, I know. I did not fill up. We had an appropriate amount of water. Again, this is where I was like cocky though. I was like, what the fuck a little tropical storm gonna do? You know? And I was like, we're good with like the gallons of water that like we already have. But yeah, I don't know. That's, again, this feels like we're in a new era, and I eventually there's gonna be one that catches everybody off guard. But like luckily this seems this to be somewhat manageable.
Yeah. It's mainly a thing for an excuse for people from the East Coast you haven't talked to in a while to check in. You know,
yeah, that was great.
Nice.
That was great.
People.
That was great. People like, first of all, I'm sorry to even email about this right now, but are you okay? Like, I've read about what happened. And yeah, again, that's like their version where they've actually experienced real hurricanes and then us, a hurricane turning into a tropical storm.
I just respond with the shark on the 405 meme, the shark on the highway meme that fooled Ted Cruz this morning.
Loser.
Yeah. Anyways, we like to kick it off by letting people get to know us a little bit better and telling them something we think is underrated, something we think is overrated. What is something, Miles, that you think is underrated?
What is something I think is search history? Well, let's think about that.
Or you could do that. We can always do search history.
No, it's just like, I don't even know. What I searched is probably, it's actually a lot to do with our Tuesday episode, which is going to be great, with Chelsea Devonta. Spoiler alert. What I think is underrated? Deviled eggs. I don't think deviled eggs they're like divisive, it turns out. And I don't think they should be, because if you like eggs, you should fuck with a deviled egg. Because to me, they are the height, the absolute apex of egg preparation. And I had them this weekend recently at a dinner when it was on the menu. And I said, look, you know, we're going to need two orders, because the person I was with was also like a deviled egg head. And we're like, you know what? Let's just go ham on this thing. And yeah, I don't know. I just like people were aware. They're like, oh my God, I can't. Like as if they were meant to eat like durian fruit or something, like, you know, like
what's wrong with. I'm wondering, is there an ingredient that like has the, you know how cilantro to some people tastes like soap? Or is it just that deviled eggs have a variance that has led some people to have bad experiences and they don't have the iron stomach that you have?
I don't know. I mean, again, that could be. I definitely have goat stomach. Like I can eat tin cans and nothing would happen, but This guy can
eat stuff that'd make a billy goat puke.
Billy goat would absolutely shit himself if he had one bite of that. He ate three of them. But yeah, I don't know. Like the people that were anti-devil egg were more like they didn't like boiled eggs, like specifically. Like they have like this like stinky kind of like memory caught up with a boiled egg.
So it's got to be an experience thing. Like, you know, getting a hard-boiled egg in there bagged lunch as a kid or something, and it's like,
and they probably see it
bit.
As like, they're like, this is crap food and I'm not going to be duped by like the fancy version, whereas I'm like, I love boiled eggs. I love soft boiled eggs, hard boiled eggs, scrambled, like I love fucking eggs,
man.
So
I did, should we do all egg underrated? Because I was hard boiling some eggs and I had the hardest damn time peeling the damn things. I don't know what the fuck I did wrong.
What's your style?
Just under a light stream of cold water, just going one little tiny chunk at a time. But there were like pieces of the egg were coming off. I think I fucked something up because I went hard boiled into an ice bath and then right into peeling. And I think I fucked up somehow. I fucked up, Miles.
Yeah,
I fucked up bad, man.
Oh man, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it is kind of tough, but I don't know. I mean, like, I know that like sometimes you're going to get one that is a little bit harder to peel. But I think some of the thing is I think like the like when you add it, and also like you can put salt like in the water to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
To keep that from happening. The other thing is always put it in an ice bath. I don't do cold water. I have a fucking little bowl with ice and I fucking go.
No, I did
a straight ice bath.
Hard boiled into ice bath into under a stream of cold water. How long ice bath?
Gotta be at least 5 minutes.
Like 5 minutes.
Okay. Hmm.
Is that what were you saying? It has to be at least what?
At least five.
Okay.
That's the floor. Yeah. And you should like, you know, if like some like in some recipe things I've seen like up to like fucking 10 or 15.
Okay. To like
really
I also don't think I put enough ice in. I think I think they weren't cold enough.
Oh yeah.
When I got to the peeling, and that makes sense to me.
Those hot eggs are like little hot rocks that are just going to melt the ice. So you got to inundate that ice bath with ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, the other thing, some people say you could crack it before. How do you crack it? Cause do you do I crack both ends and then I roll it lightly. Oh, to break up the egg.
Damn. All right. Now I'm talking to a damn professional over here.
Oh, Jack. Eggs are my thing, man. Like I love an egg.
So, yeah, I love eggs too.
You gotta peel it nice. And also peel it right out the ice bath. Like don't let it kick it. Just go right away.
For anyone looking for non-egg related content, my other non-egg underrated was just I went to the pictures with my children this weekend.
Which one did you catch?
We caught Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And?
It was a blast.
Okay.
Yeah, can't recommend it enough. But I was just once again the Nicole Kidman thing before AMC movies.
Yeah.
I'm just the writing gets a lot of attention.
Right.
Her performance gets a lot of attention. The choice of movies is so weird that they've gone with like movies. The shit came out in 2021 and they've gone with like three movies from 2015 to 2017. And just, I don't know, Jurassic World being the movie that they choose from the Jurassic Park franchise is very strange to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that, like La La Land, I think is in there. It's not really a movie that people really ride for anymore. It kind of more lives in the Crash territory of like a thing like, wow, that was weird that everybody
remember
loved that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the La La Land heads are going to come for me, but I don't know. It just feels like a very strange, very specific, like it would be so easy to cycle different movies in there, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like if you're going with movies that aren't in theaters anymore, which great, why are we only going with like movies from 5 years ago that aren't in theaters anymore instead like the movies that would actually inspire that sort of magic? I think it's underrated how much like the weirdness of the ad is like the mismatch of her reaction and then the movie being Jurassic World.
Oh, wow.
Like she's just like describing this fucking philosophical, like mystical experience that she has, and then it's Jurassic World. So
could you imagine? It's like all those movies; those are actually picked by Nicole Kidman. That was like her one thing.
Like these are my favorite.
She's
films.
Like, don't fuck around. When I say this line, it better be Jurassic World.
Yes.
What does she say when heartbreak feels good in a place like this? Is there
what is she looking at? I think it might be Creed, and I was wrong. I thought it was Creed 2 because he's wearing like the American flag boxing trunks, but it is actually Creed, which I think great pick, perfect, fine. Let's go with Creed.
But does heartbreak feel good in that line? I haven't seen Creed.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually should have like actually done a more detailed breakdown of
like each line and what we're distilling from that line of dialogue given the visual.
Maybe it's Wonder Woman. Like Wonder Woman's the other one.
All right, you know what? Frequently. Yeah, fuck. I'm sure we can find we may just have to do a deep dive because we talk about how often do we fucking bring up that stupid ad? Like, even when we went to go see Elvis all together, like last year, the way we're all like, shut the fuck up, Nicole's on. Like, we were all fucking enthralled.
Well, it's the single piece of, it's probably the most viewed single piece of content. Maybe the underrated thing is just like how everybody, like that 2 minute ad is just like has been viewed by everyone. You have right. like the most captive audience. Like what have people seen more than that ad?
Honestly, I don't even know. Like nothing. A stop sign, maybe?
Right.
Like
stop sign. I'm going stop sign.
I'm going sign right now.
Well, so the stop sign is iconic. The color choices are massive. And I realize like people have like made jokes about this and it's like kind of yeah. over, but I just it's also like so everywhere.
That's Wonder Woman.
Images on a huge silver screen. Sound that I can feel.
Okay, sound makes sense because you're seeing La La Land. You know
they're
what I
dancing.
Mean? And then
heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Okay. Out here. But like yeah. in that moment, he's triumphant.
Yeah, heartbreak feels good in a place like this, and it shows Creed put like he just pounding his chest. Yeah. Adonis is pounding his chest after knocking somebody out. So that means that Nicole Kidman was rooting for his opponent.
Oh shit.
Which actually kind of makes sense if you think about it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, more to come. More to come.
Underrated how that is that piece of media, which was like just thrown together. Like she was really responsible. She like brought the writer in, she brought the director in.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you look at it, it was like they were like Kidman knew this writer from this project and the director she brought in from working with them on something else.
Right.
So anyways,
she didn't even wear a prosthetic nose to make it land even harder, like her Oscar winning performances.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our overrated, because my overrated gets into the news. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. Man, one thing, the amount of like flying jump kicks that were happening when we exited that movie, like there should, it should come with a warning. Like,
right.
Your kid may twist an ankle.
Yeah. Right. Jumping off the fucking dinner table trying to do a like fucking
third stair.
Damn. Have they just entered their like Karate Kid era?
Oh, yeah. They've like, been there.
But you know how like Karate Kid kind of fucked you up and you thought you could do like a flying, like across the room type jump, like karate kick type shit. And I remember in my mind, that was like the most ideal physical performance you could do. Like the first time I jumped in a pool was to be like, oh, I'm going to do a karate kick into here.
Flying karate kick.
Yeah. Boom. Straight in there.
As I've talked about, the Karate Kid just made me want to get my ass kicked. That was thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool to get beat up, and that like that's what made Elizabeth Shue like him was all the ass kickings he had taken.
I think
it was a weird Catholic thing.
Right, like command me, Lord, beat me down, up, please,
Johnny, don't fuck me up. But then just like putting my chin out,
come on, I mean, but low key, fuck me up. Yeah, Mr. Miyagi just gave me an old man to like idolize because I'm like, there's a Japanese dude. All right, I'm him.
That Cry Kid's one of those movies that like I feel like my kids will fully change their world once they see it. I have not shown it to them yet.
Cut to that episode where you're like, so I showed them Karate Kid. They said it was boring and dumb.
That's also very possible. Entirely possible. They did, because we had the local news on, we did change the channel past Back to the Future, and they were immediately intrigued by that premise.
Like space age technology, that shit will always kind of feel intriguing, I think, to kids is like future stuff for sure.
Yeah. All right. What's something, Miles, that you think is overrated?
Oh, misguided debates over tipping. I've seen a lot of there. Apparently, there's like a subreddit post in like the Los Angeles subreddit. Apparently, like taking like a spreadsheet of all the restaurants that are like tacking on fees and things like that. And I've seen a few different outlets use this like very disingenuously to just sort of tear down the concept of tipping, while some are talking about like some places are adding a fucking charge and they're not actually passing any of that on to the servers. Like that's problematic. Like what the fuck is that then?
Yeah.
Or, and then other people debate, they're like, well, this restaurant shouldn't be on this list because they actually are providing a living wage to every person employed there along with health insurance. So like that makes sense. And like, that's demonstrable that these people are doing better because they work at X restaurant or whatever. But it's just wild because like, you know, like LA Magazine like has become this absolute fucking like conservative hellscape like magazine the last 3 years whenever this new owner came in. So like they've been like talking about it all the time too. And I just see how some people like, while like the spreadsheet is, there's like a lot of debate about what's contained within, but when I see it take off to like this really tired thing of like, I mean, they're like, everybody wants a tip now. It's
right.
Like, why wouldn't the tipping going to end? It's like, well, some people you have to tip because that's where they actually make their money. And again, you know, I like pointing out, obviously, when people are just charging a fucking quote service fee and knowing like what that is and being like, well, this is kind of fucking wild. But I hate when like I see like these like full throated attacks on like the concept of tipping when like they're from people who have no concept of what it even like is like to be like at a tipped job.
Yeah.
And just be like, just like, when is it going to stop? Really?
Right.
It's like, well, exactly. You know, let's aim our anger like higher up the charts here to like why we don't have healthcare and those kinds of things that necessitate this kind of thing.
These damn millionaire waiters who are taking
just
all
eating
of our
their fudge rounds on my dime.
My overrated is, did you see the story about how John Fetterman showed up and has a mustache and glasses now?
And I thought he was on Undercover Boss.
People are like, Fetterman, unrecognizable. That was the headline on Drudge. I don't know. Like, I definitely have a different look-alike brain than most people. Like, I've been told just, and I couldn't think of an example, but I've just been told that, like, my look-alikes are way off base, and, like, I often find other people's look-alikes weird.
Uh-huh.
But like this didn't, he just looked like John Fetterman with glasses and a mustache. Like these people, you could fool some of these people with a Groucho mask, I guess.
Like, yeah. It, I mean, if I saw that, I'd be like, okay, he just switched up the facial hair, really. Like glasses or not, it's very easy to, for me to see through your glasses and know who you really are.
Yeah.
But he kind of looks like he sort of looks like conservative Jesse Ventura.
Like conservative, like dressed conservatively for the country club.
Hey, I'm out here in the mountains with my tie-dye mullet and eating old deer carcasses.
Yeah.
Talking about the spaceships.
Like that, he seems like, you know, Jesse Ventura, like got a lot of lobbyist money. Yeah. Kind of vibe.
Yeah. He looks better, I think. Like any switch from a soul patch to other facial hair, I think is generally a good move in the modern era.
100%.
But I don't know.
Are they
maybe like, are there people out there who are like, holy shit, the plot twist when you find out Clark Kent is Superman? Like, that fucking blew my mind, man.
Have you seen this fucking Superman movie, dude? It, like, kind of fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I got to ask you this. You're not Superman, right? Because after I saw
you're wearing glasses right
any
now.
Any motherfucker could be after what I just saw.
Yeah.
On Drudge, are they trying to, like, cast aspersions or be like,
always, I'm sure.
But what's the logic here? He wears glasses and he has like a push broom stash. Therefore, what?
Well, people love a conspiracy theory where like someone died and was replaced by a lookalike.
Oh, it's that one.
We're going. I actually don't know. I didn't click through on the article. I just saw the headline and had also seen somebody on Twitter be like, "You're telling me these are the same people?" I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, just people whose only ability to recognize people is that game Guess Who? Where you like that? Like, because that's truly like he just went from one Guess Who character to another.
Like, and oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Was that the name of that one with the little flip things?
Yeah.
Yeah. He really does look like his styling advice is Guess Who based, because I'm pretty sure there was like a bald guy with the soul patch.
Well, it feels very like Mr. Potato Head swag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have a blank canvas, round dome. What can you do? I can put a mustache, take the hair off, put glasses on, put a beret on, take the glasses off. What else?
Yeah. All right. Should we get into the news of the weekend besides John Fetterman being a fucking shapeshifter? So Trump has decided to duck the debates. People are like, is he tired? What's going on? I don't care. But the leader in his absence would be DeSantis. And there's this clip of DeSantis where he just looks like something has cracked within him. Like, he just looks like, I don't know. He's just being asked about like the knives are out for you. Like, what do you have to say? It's the same. I don't know. It's the same talking point that he's had to respond to 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But like, just there's something in his eyes. Like, it's not so much like in his. I don't even know if you'd get much from hearing his answer, but like his eyes just.
Yeah. Look
tired and like psychotically mad, but his mouth is smiling.
He's drained. He looks like a Wehrmacht soldier who's using meth to fucking keep the blitzkrieg up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's got, we're going to play this clip. Just know that before he answers, his eyes, this dude looks like he just woke up. Then he realizes he's on camera being asked a question. And he summons like every ounce of fucking mental energy to try and put a smile on his face. And he's like failing at it as he gets through this answer.
So like, that's right.
It's just the wind up from like, I'm fucking dead inside to remember you're on camera, Ron. Smiling. It's really something else. Here we go.
Your campaign said that the knives
for
you.
Weird, wild smile. All right. That's the moment.
It's when he goes, because the way he smiles, it sounds like he would have said, like, you know what I mean? The way his mouth opens to like force out the teeth.
It is really the smile at 6 seconds in where he goes from dead to just like has this weird like thing where something seems to like break open inside him, and he goes from like dead, angry to like this crazy like Joker smile thing.
Hi.
Okay.
I gotta ask you about
and
that.
Now his Plus, and now he's grinding his teeth. Campaign, his jaw's going left to right.
His mouth is going. So I'd like to get your reaction to both. Off.
Well, on the memo, it's not mine. I haven't read it. And it's just I think it's something that we have in the put off to the side. But
what?
In terms of the debate, look. When you're, I know from the military, when you're over the target, that's when you're.
And then he kind of like.
I'm sorry, is it like, thanks for that like World War II reference. We're over the target. Flat. We're
you're
taking
over the
flat.
Target.
Last 6 to 9 yeah. months. I've been more attacked than anybody else. Biden, Harris.
And then he goes on and he's like, that's what's going on. But he's.
It's the same answer
know,
he's been given
he's
where
cooked.
People are like, what's going on with your campaign? You suck, man. What's.
Yeah.
What's going on with the sucking?
What? Yeah. Also, what's up with that jaw, fool?
Yeah, he's
looking like
really...
John Morant over here. What the fuck are you going like?
Yeah,
I would have been he like, "Hey, you want a pacifier, homie? Hey, do you want the little plastic ring that goes under the bottle cap on a water bottle? I could pull that off for you if you want to chew on that part just to get through this fucking event tonight."
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so. He's like got. I feel like his vibe generally is like unfettered rage beneath just like kind of a holding it down. Exterior, but
yeah.
As his campaign has like sort of sputtered, he's decided, he's been told, his advisors have told him he needs to like squeeze that energy through like a cheesecloth of like cheerleader smile face. But like the anger is just like right there, right behind the surface. And it's really seems like at that moment where he goes from like dead eye, like I don't know where I am, to like smile face is like it seems like the next moment might be just open weeping, you know?
Yeah.
Or just like a rage, like flying into a rage and attacking the person asking him.
Did you ever like you ever have like a friend who like you go to their house and you never really met their dad, but you're like, I think this dude's an asshole. You know what I mean?
The you're friend like, or the dad?
The dad, the friend's dad who you've never like you know the kid. But you go to the house and like you catch glimpses of the dad and like they're not really doing anything overt, but you're like, I feel like this guy's just like a fucking asshole for some reason, like or whatever. That's like what like Ron DeSantis reminds me of, where it's like on the surface, you might be like, well, he's just looks like not cool or whatever. I'm like, nah, I think this guy's a fucking dick, actually. That's what he's got going on. So we'll see when he maybe he'll hang his big old cowboy boots up at some point, but I don't know. We'll see.
No,
this,
I don't.
This debate
so there's
something.
There's like a new Iowa poll that's like being
yeah,
like,
where he's still alive.
Yeah, despite a series of great polls for Trump, like nationwide, the new numbers of in Iowa seem to leave the door open for DeSantis. But like, is Iowa the first primary for them? Like
I think so.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. I thought they changed
no,
that.
It might
is
be...
that only the Democrats?
Well, no, the first one for the Democrats used to be New Hampshire, but they switched it up to go to South Carolina so they could prop up, you know, Joe Biden. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But all right. So Iowa is still in the mix. It's still important.
January 15th. Yeah, I believe that's going to be the first one.
So the poll shows DeSantis in second with 19%. Trump elsewhere has held like a 46-point lead over everyone. I don't know if I buy this, but it does seem like the media might just need him to be a serious candidate for there to be like any tension in this race, right?
Yeah, because they're not gonna do the same numbers like in 2016, where it's gonna where everyone's like, oh fuck Trump, or they're like, I don't know, let's see if this weird Trump guy can do something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like it's the same thing that. Like we talked about how the polls like kind of shift around, like more so within the Republican Party, but like a lot of analysts are more worried about the Georgia trial because like the shit when like more shit comes out about that, like George, like specifically Georgia Republicans are worried, are just going to be like, man, fuck. Okay. Jesus, this guy fucking sucks. And then that would really, you know, when you do the electoral college math, Georgia is fucking, you know, very, very important. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if there's any anything's going to fucking change because Trump basically runs the party. So good luck.
Yeah.
To us all.
Truly. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and finish out with some more news.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And yeah, so there's a hurricane that turned into a tropical storm. And then when it was making landfall in Southern California, there was an earthquake. Kind of a weird weekend, unique weekend in Southern California. Watching the local news, they were like, what a memorable day.
Yeah.
For Southern Californians.
Yeah, right. With, like, famous last words when, like, an actual hurricane makes landfall like directly on our fucking doorstep.
Yeah.
And then we see what happens. But I mean, the combination made my eyes bleed, Jack. Hurricane and earthquake. Yeah. I'm sorry. Twitter was fucking insufferable when the earthquake, LA Twitter. Look, I know a lot of y'all, but the fucking earthquake, fucking tornado, hurricane screenshot, like wars that happened. I grew very weary very quickly. But yeah, like the rains get all the way up to Nevada where they're saying like, you know, there's going to be terrible flooding there. It's just wild to think. Last time an actual hurricane even got near the California coast was 1858.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We were still engaged in chattel slavery the last time a fucking hurricane got near California. The last time a storm system came through was 1939. And I remember like asking around because never in my memory has this ever happened. I asked my like anyone. I'm like, do y'all know? Anybody have a memory of this? Nope, not a single person. And guess what's causing all this unique weather? It's not same-sex marriage, folks. It's climate change.
Shit. I was going to say same-sex marriage.
I know.
Oh, it's climate change. Okay,
I just want to get ahead of you. But yeah, the Pacific had record-setting warm, like warm water temperatures, which is what you need to like for a hurricane to form. Plus, the absence of like traditional winds that usually keep hurricanes away from the coast were like gone. So basically there's like a red carpet for Hillary to just do her thing and just come on up, come check it out.
I've been arguing for a red carpet to let Hillary do her thing. Let Hillary cook, but only in the Democratic politics.
Yeah. Yeah, sense. I know. And you weren't heard, but hey, maybe this time we will do the right thing.
Thank you.
The fucking weird upside to all this is that just the sheer amount of rain in Southern California, a lot of the experts, it's significantly lowered the risk of forest fires for the next couple weeks.
Look at that.
Which I forget who, someone on Twitter, and forgive me for not having it offhand, was like, hooray, the climate change hurricanes are going to, we'll put out the climate change forest fires.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's everybody so worried about? Just kind of sit back and let nature do her thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm terrified. Just to know that now, we're firmly in this place now where it's like, oh, yeah, this can happen.
Yeah, every year a different unprecedented thing.
I'm not sure our infrastructure is ready for a true hurricane. I know it's fucking,
it's definitely not. Yeah,
infrastructure
isn't
ready for a fucking people to drive on the fucking roads.
Right. When it rains. Yeah.
But shout out to everybody who stayed their ass home. I was blown away. I had to run out to get something on Sunday, and everybody really took it to heart to not go out if you don't have to.
Yeah, LA just in the rain is crazy.
It's terrifying for people.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And it's not there is just something that naturally happens where it rains so infrequently that 2 months worth of dust and silt get built up on the roads. And then when it rains, it gets very slippery and shitty. But it's inadvisable.
Yeah.
All right. Kid Rock got busted. Drinking Bud Light despite being loser. Kid Rock.
Where was he?
He was at a country music show.
Okay. And he just gripping and ripping that blue can of Bud Light, yeah. Huh?
Colt Ford's show.
Oh, Colt Ford. My favorite brands.
Definitely a real name. Colt Ford.
Well, yeah, you have to name your child after a gun. That's the new, I know so many people who've married conservatives and stuff, their kids, have gun names.
Yeah. Gun first name, truck last name, or what are you doing? You know?
Yeah. Here's my nephew, Glock Ram. What?
So, yeah, this is, a lot of people are questioning whether or not performed acts of impotent social media rage are 100% trustworthy after TMZ snapped a photo of Kid Rock drinking a Bud Light.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. What the fuck happened?
I didn't see the video, but I guess he shot up a case of Bud with a literal machine gun as part of his anti-trans rage.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and I think we talked about it because you had to buy all that Bud Light though to shoot.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Fine.
The buying things so that you can protest them movement, always highly effective. But yeah, he seems to be kicking back and enjoying a Bud Light.
Yeah.
It's no big deal for him or something.
He fucks with Bud Light. That's his shit almost, because I'd imagine if you were a principled bigot,
right,
and you would first probably post from the show, be like, I can't believe my man Colt Ford is serving Bud Light over here. No right. way.
Yeah.
I'm all about the silver bullet all the way from Colorado. But no, he's.
Well, before anybody gets any big ideas, some people are pointing out that this could easily all be an elaborate deception.
How so?
TMZ could have photoshopped a Coors can to make it look like a Bud Light. I just want to read from a tweet from 1MZ0Cool. Mm-hmm. I saw TMZ put out a story showing Kid Rock drinking Bud Light. Actually, he was drinking a Coors Light can. This is a lie. Someone altered it. Look at the pic carefully. Also, the blue outline doesn't match the blue can. Someone took the Bud Light logo and insert it over the blue on the can.
What?
So, what is yeah.
The It's... Oh, y'all.
It's just very...
I'm worried about y'all. I really am. this guy just did a bunch of like screen caps and just drew circles on shit.
Exactly.
He's like, this is what the Coors logo looks like. Here's my circle. And now look at this larger circle I'm drawing over Bud Light. Notice how this circle is bigger than the other one. Therefore, this is a Stalin Photoshop job.
Yeah. Interesting.
Y'all, has he said anything?
Has Kid Rock come out?
Yeah.
As far, you know.
To answer for his crimes?
He hasn't responded to our request for comment.
Yeah. Come on, coward. Let us know. What were you really thinking? He hasn't posted since July 14th. Oh, this man is quiet.
He's also looking very much like Freddy Krueger. Like, he's got like something going on with the fedora that I haven't seen him without a hat in a long time. But
the fedora is like also weird. It feels like
it's too
bigger.
Big for his head, yeah. Right?
Which I'm not. I guess that's probably called something else, maybe, when a fedora looks too big at that point. That's definitely not a Stanzo brand fedora.
Nah.
They stink. Like, they're terrible, but they're Stanzos. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Anyways, we will keep you posted. You don't have to, like, have your Google alert set or be constantly refreshing Kid Rock's Twitter to find out what he has to say about this, because we will be all over this shit.
100%. Yes.
Miles, there's a new space race.
Apparently
there is. We're all trying to get to the South Pole of the moon because there's ice there, they think. And so on the one hand, this could answer all sorts of interesting age-old scientific questions about like how water got to our moon, how we got breathable air, all the, you know, just questions about where we come from, why we here, but the laws around international, you know,
moon law.
Yeah. Moon law. Moon law is unfounded.
Right. We don't know what to do. So anybody can go up there and just fuck around with the South Pole, huh?
Right. Yeah. So basically Russia, India, China and America are all trying to get to the South Pole of the moon, and Russia had a not so great experience this weekend, as they were closing in on being the first people to land at the South Pole, and the Roscosmos Space Agency put it in a statement that the Luna 25, their unmanned spacecraft, moved into an unpredictable orbit and ceased to exist as a result of a collision with the surface of the moon. Shout out to Russia and just their way
Love
of putting
that.
Things.
Yeah. Ceased. The shit ceased to exist, y'all. That's how much it got fucked up as it slammed into the moon.
Yeah.
Wow. So it vaporized.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what the fuck? Why do we want, is there even enough water? Like, I get that there might be ice, but given the size of the moon, is that like really something to be like, yeah, man, motherfuckers can like hang out there for a while.
Yeah, I think they want to make it an outpost so that like they have a stopover on their way to Mars, maybe.
Oh, I hate connecting flights.
Yeah, exactly. Layover.
I think it has
legitimate scientific reasons for being interesting.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
There's also the, you know, NASA is trying to get there with their Artemis mission, which will eventually lead to, according to them, an outpost in 2030. And the Americans have specifically said they don't want China to get to the South Pole first.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
Here we go. For what?
The promise is that it seemingly contains ice, which could provide not only drinking water, but breathable air and even rocket fuel. I'm not sure how that works.
Because they can be combined, they're saying.
Right. Okay.
Hydrogen and oxygen to make fuel for rockets. Okay. All right, science folks.
Like with a steam engine?
Dude, I don't know. Ask me how to fucking boil an egg or roll a blunt, dude. That's about the extent of my technical knowledge. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this.
Super producer Brian says you split the water into hydrogen and oxygen. Okay, that makes sense.
I know that. Yeah. Right. Yeah, split the water.
But yeah, like I, you know, it may also contain clues about the very nature of our planet and the process that took place in the early solar system that may have brought water to Earth. But if commercial interests get there first and start mining, that information could be lost. And international law to regulate mining the moon is not well formed. So yeah, moon law, not great. So the secrets of the universe may be lost.
Yeah, just to have like all these global powers being like saying they got dibs on the South Pole of the moon is
right.
Can only imagine, but what other things are going to cease to exist?
Yeah,
in pursuit of that.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that were trending over the weekend. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. A very special whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.